Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew near to Jerusalem and had come to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then sent Yeshua two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and straightway he will send them." All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell you, the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you meek and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt, the foal of a donkey." And the disciples went and did as Yeshua commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord Yahweh, Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Yeshua, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." And Yeshua went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called the house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were very displeased, and said to him, "Hear you what these say?" And Yeshua said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise'?" And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you henceforward for ever." And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How soon is the fig tree withered away?" Yeshua answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, 'Be you removed, and be you cast into the sea,' it shall be done. And all things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." And when he had come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority do you these things, and who gave you this authority?" And Yeshua answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where was it? From heaven or of men?" And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why did you not then believe him?' But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet." And they answered Yeshua and said, "We cannot tell." And he said to them, "Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what think you? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not,' but afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise, and he answered and said, 'I go, sir,' and went not. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said unto him, 'The first.' Yeshua said unto them, 'Truly I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and you, when you had seen it, repented not afterward, that you might believe him." Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about, and dug a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandman that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did to them likewise. But last of all he sent them his son, saying, "They will reverence my son." But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance." And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Lord, therefore, of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those husbandmen? They said to him, "He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons." Yeshua said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. Matthew chapter 22. And Yeshua answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were invited to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, 'Tell them which are invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatted calves are killed, and all things are ready, come to the marriage.' But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was angry, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. Then said he to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but they which were invited were not worthy. Go you therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, invite to the marriage.' So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was filled with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how came you in here not having a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.' Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, 'Master, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth. Neither care you for any man, for you regard not the person of men. Tell us therefore, what think you? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not?' But Yeshua perceived their wickedness and said, 'Why tempt you me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money.' And they brought to him a penny. And he said to them, 'Whose is this image and superscription?' They said to him, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Render therefore to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' When they had heard these words, they marvelled and left him, and went their way. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, 'Master, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife to his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third to the seventh. And last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Yeshua answered and said to them, You do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Yeshua said to him, You shall love the Lord Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Yeshua asked them, saying, What think you of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said to him, The son of David. He said to them, How then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord Yahweh said to my Lord, Sit you on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither dared any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Matthew chapter 23. Then spoke Yeshua to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not you after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men Rabbi, Rabbi. But be you called Rabbi, But be not you called Rabbi, for one is your master, even the Messiah, and all you are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be you called masters, for one is your master, even the Messiah. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither allow you them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer, therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, you blind guides, which say, Whoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Whoever therefore shall swear by the altar, swears by it, and by all things thereon. And whoever shall swear by the temple, swears by it, and by him that dwells therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, swears by the throne of God, and by him that sits thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. You blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. You blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whitewashed sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witnesses unto yourselves that you are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill you up then the measure of your fathers, you serpents, you generation of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell? Therefore, behold, I send to you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Barachiah, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Truly I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone them which are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say to you, you shall not see me henceforth until you shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord Yahweh.